I've been here since 6:30 this morning, and that's between the last Ashford Junction and the Tunnel Junction itself, and I'm still sitting on the motorway.
So how far have you moved?
Probably about 4 miles in 7 hours.
And I guess when you set off this morning into it, you didn't actually realise just how bad it would be?
Well, no, the radio reports were all sort of saying an hour and a half delay at the tunnel, which isn't too bad.
And how does it feel knowing that, you know, all of these hours later you're still there? It must be really uncomfortable. If you could just run me through what that's like.
Well, it is. It's very. You've got no facilities because this is the second part of Operation Stack. You've got the operation further back, which has got toilet facilities and everything. We have nothing here. We're just parked on the motorway. 3 lanes were closed and they were full up with trucks for about a mile each way. Toilet, you just have to grin and bear it. Eating, I do carry food with me, fortunately. I've got a fridge freezer in the lorry. But obviously, it's just restrictive. You can't get out because you're frightened that the queue's going to move at any moment. There's nobody telling you anything. No information is coming out to the drivers at all. We're just left here to wait.
Sure. And Steve, if you could just sum up for us what this experience has been like for you, you know, 7 hours in your vehicle in Operation Stack.
It's uncomfortable. It's hot. And you can't have a proper rest because you're constantly waiting to move forward. So you're on duty the whole time. It's not just a case of sitting and sunbathing on the motorway. You're sitting here at the wheel waiting to move on. So you can't let your guard down at any time.